Elizabeth Banks has teamed up with State Street Global Advisors to uncover the bold moves mid-cap companies make to thrive and survive. It's a podcast and film series called Crazy Enough to Work. Discover it online and wherever you find your podcasts. Provided by State Street Global Advisors Funds Distributors, LLC.
With Tech News Briefing, I'm Charlie Turner from The Wall Street Journal in New York. In a moment, we'll talk about how Twitter polices content on its site and how much CEO Jack Dorsey contributes to the effort. First, some tech headlines. Attorney General Jeff Sessions plans to gather state attorneys general to discuss whether social media giants may be harming competition and intentionally stifling certain viewpoints, stepping up pressure on the platforms over alleged anti-conservative bias. The Justice Department raised the prospect of a possible investigation, just as Facebook Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg and Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey delivered congressional testimony about protecting their platforms from foreign influence. Theranos, the blood testing company accused of perpetrating Silicon Valley's biggest fraud, will soon cease to exist. In the wake of a high-profile scandal, the company will formally dissolve, according to an email to shareholders. Theranos will seek to pay unsecured creditors its remaining cash in coming months. The move comes after federal prosecutors filed criminal charges against Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes and the blood testing company's former number two executive, alleging that they had defrauded investors out of hundreds of millions of dollars and defrauded doctors and patients. The executives have denied the charges and face a coming criminal trial. Amazon Wednesday said it's ordering 20,000 Mercedes-Benz vans from Daimler as part of a broad plan to build out its delivery fleet and have small businesses carry an excess supply of packages. The online retail giant in June said it would for the first time let entrepreneurs create delivery companies employing up to 100 drivers and leasing between about 20 and 40 vans emblazoned with Amazon's logo. Amazon wants to handle more of its own deliveries and lessen its reliance on companies such as FedEx and the Post Office. Still to come, how Twitter makes content decisions on its site. Twitter is under fire for how it polices content on its site. The social media company has been called in front of Congress to answer questions, essentially about two topics: how it controls misinformation on its platform, and also about whether it stifles certain viewpoints, specifically in this case, conservative voices. The Wall Street Journal's Georgia Wells has written an article detailing how Twitter decides who gets kicked off the site and who polices content. So, first of all, Georgia, basically, who decides whether a user gets kicked off or not?
So to some Twitter users and even some employees within the company, it's a mystery. Twitter relies primarily on its users to report the abuses that Twitter then suspends accounts for. And Twitter has said that it has a set of policies that the decisions aren't made by just one person. But in some cases, we've found that Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey has weighed in on content decisions at the last minute. And this has frustrated many of the employees who work on these issues.
Isn't it the case, according to these sources, that he's also decided after the fact?
So in the case of Richard Spencer, Twitter suspended Richard Spencer's account in late 2016. And our reporting showed that after Twitter suspended his account, Jack Dorsey approached the team that did that and asked that they allow Richard Spencer back on Twitter so long as he only used one Twitter account. Prior to that, he had been operating several handles, and that was against Twitter's rules.
Hasn't this frustrated employees who basically feel like they're getting mixed signals on this, Georgia?
Yes, this absolutely has frustrated employees who've worked on these issues in the past at Twitter.
Now, two examples of this. You just brought up one, Georgia, and that was Richard Spencer, who is a far-right activist. The other is the head of InfoWars, Alex Jones. Isn't that right?
Yes, exactly. Last month, after Twitter decided to allow Alex Jones to remain on the platform, Jack Dorsey told one person that he had overruled a decision by his staff to kick off Alex Jones. However, Twitter disputes this account and says that Jack Dorsey was not involved in those discussions.
What was the reaction or backlash to Twitter's decision regarding Alex Jones?
So people on Twitter immediately started tweeting at Twitter, tweeting at Jack, complaining about the decision. But also within the company, what was interesting was we saw employees tweeting out saying that they disagreed with the decision, which was an unusual level of kind of dissonance within a company to see employees publicly stating that they disagreed with the decision. Twitter also did suspend Alex Jones for a week. However, many employees derided this as a half-measured course of action to take.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey was summoned in front of a House panel. It was the House Energy and Commerce Committee on Wednesday to talk about political bias or alleged political bias. And specifically, it seemed to concern bias against conservative voices. And they were wondering about how Twitter made the decision as far as how Twitter or if Twitter made political decisions.
Yeah, so Jack Dorsey said that Twitter had based its decisions on the behavior of Twitter accounts, such as who follows them, and perhaps other variables might include whether other accounts have blocked them or reported them. Jack Dorsey describes Twitter's decision-making as focused on the behavior of the account, so whether or not other users are perhaps reporting the account for abuse, or whether or not other users are blocking an account and choosing not to see it. And so Jack has been saying that Twitter, by looking at the behavior of accounts rather than, you know, their political affiliation, that has protected Twitter from making decisions in a politically biased way.
In the hearings on Wednesday, didn't Twitter CEO Dorsey make some statement regarding victims of Twitter bullying, how the decision could no longer be left up to them?
Yes. Yeah, so Jack Dorsey said that Twitter can no longer leave the burden on the victims to complain. And this is in instances where people are being bullied or harassed on Twitter. And what's interesting about that is typically Twitter has relied on users to report abuses. And Twitter said that it has a consistent set of policies that the decisions aren't made by just one person. But on Wednesday, in saying that Twitter can no longer leave this burden up to the victims to complain, some people believe Jack Dorsey was hinting at additional tools that the company could build to detect abuse as it's happening. And that's also likely to be expensive, which could explain why Twitter's shares dropped 6%.
Wall Street Journal reporter Georgia Wells joining us from San Francisco. Thanks, Georgia.
Thank you, Charlie.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal.